chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there had been no room for them at the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared, with the angel praising and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests."
All through Advent, we've been reflecting on what can wait and what can't. We've seen that hope and peace and joy and love are all things that can't wait. We need to act now to bring these things into the lives of those around us. But it isn't just about us. What if God had waited? What if God had waited for Mary to be wed, for Herod to relent, for a legitimate birthing bed? What if God had waited until the powerful promoted peace and the politicians agreed? What if God had waited for a plan with no risk of failure, for a place that felt safe and secure? What if God had waited for the anxious to find rest, for the cynic to know hope, for the brokenhearted to be whole, for the wars to cease, the violence to end, the fears to pass, for the weapons to be banned? What if God had waited for the earth to heal, for the laws to change, for every life to matter the same, for the addict to be freed from shame, for the refugee not to be blamed? What if God had waited until all was calm and all was bright? What if God had waited? But God couldn't wait, and God didn't wait. God couldn't wait to be love known in flesh and bone. God sent Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus entered the neighbourhood. And we shouldn't wait either. We too need to enter the neighbourhood in love. We too need to bring hope and peace and joy and love to the places where we live. And because Jesus was born, we can. Because of this day, every other day is different. And we cannot wait. Let me finish with the Christmas Eve poem from the What Can't Wait resource that we've been using. I confess, I am good at waiting. I waited for someone else to be passionate before I made a change. I waited for you to say I love you before I was honest. I waited for affirmation about my work before trying harder. I waited for anyone else to take the lead instead of speaking up. I waited for you to forget instead of saying sorry. I wait for a compliment before I feel beautiful. I wait for your call before calling back. I wait for an opinion before stating my own. I wait for a rainy day to slow down. I wait for a sunny day to go outside. I wait for Saturdays to call home. I wait for free time to read my Bible. And too often, I wait for Sunday to pray. I have lived well, but I have also sat on my hands, turned my head, closed my eyes, lived in denial, pretended it would get better, believed in someone else's call over my own, and ignored the fact that these hands belong to God. But these hands belong to God. I guess what I'm trying to say is, what if Mary waited 9 months so that we wouldn't have to? And what if the disciples waited 3 days so that we wouldn't have to? There is love to sow, peace to reap, joy to feel, and a promised day that we are longing for. So if you want to join me, I'll be busy unlearning years of sitting and waiting. Let us light the Christ candle.